This is a presentation of a part of him.com. The comments and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily represent the views of a part of him.com, Death Ray Comics, or for that matter, any real intelligent people.
Well, it looks like some of you have made it back for another chance to check out A Pod of Him. Yeah, this is just a podcast about kind of what I got going on in life and revisiting some older things, some things that I've done in the past. Right now, we're going to listen to the second podcast that I did way back in the day, the second podcast I ever did. And this time, if anyone has the original Part of Him podcasts, wow. I've only got a handful. I talked about this in the last episode. If anyone, by some miracle of a chance, has those, I will so make it worth your while to contact me. If you know what I mean. Not butt stuff, but, you know, just some stuff. Anyway, if you've got them, please get a hold of me and let me know. I don't know why you'd have them, but if you did, if you've still got them on your iTunes or something like that, please send them my way. This episode is when I brought my buddy Rick into the podcast. Rick King, oh, he's such a stud. We lived together here in Utah for a while, and it's just one of those things. Like, he's one of the first people, he's one of my first friends that I feel like I made in Utah. And surprisingly, because he's not from Utah, maybe. I don't know. But he was one of the only dudes that actually got my humor and could play off it. He seriously is such a stud. We lived together for a few years, and now he's in Kentucky. When we started doing the podcast, it was after he had moved back to Kentucky, and so he had some pretty fun, unique views looking at that. And he's still in Kentucky. And it's funny because he's now married, which, you know, we always talk to, especially you'll see in the podcast, the woes of being a single man living with your parents as Rick had moved back in with his mom. But yeah, he's now married. Awesome woman named girl. Like, I don't know. Can I say girl? Is that a fan? I don't know. He's married to Nikki. She's freaking rad. And the two of them run King Sound Studios. Rick's a musician, and so he runs his own, like, recording studio now. Freaking awesome, dude. I'll get over my man crushes now and get into the A Part of Him podcast number two, and I'll see you on the other end. And there might be some swears in here. So, I mean, honestly, if you're listening to any of my stuff, you're probably not offended easily. But if you are, this might not be the podcast for you. And don't let your kids listen to it, regardless.
Okay, everybody. Welcome to another episode. This is episode number two, podcast number two of a part of him.blogspot.com. And as promised, featuring myself and Rick King. Say hello, Rick King.
Hello, Rick King.
Oh.
Starting off things with a zinger.
That was terrible. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And it just goes down. It goes downhill.
No,
from
and
there.
That's fine. Because at this point in our lives, we have nowhere else to go but downhill. Because we're at the top of our game.
But the nice thing is, though, is that we're in the step of that 12-step program where we've come to accept it, and we've actually moved on to the next step where we begin bringing other people down with us. And that's the whole point of what we're doing tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. If I'm going to be miserable, I want everyone else to feel just as bad about myself or about themselves as I do about myself, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm really ecstatic about next week's podcast, which will be sponsored by the quadruple bypass burger from Carl.
Oh, Jr. My gosh. Actually, there is a one of that name from Heart Attack Grill.
I know, which we don't have here in Kentucky.
Dude.
By the way, can we just talk about that for a
absolutely.
Second?
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. Let me just say one thing. What are you doing with your life right now?
Like right now or like in
as
my
a,
life?
As a whole. What are you doing with your life? What direction?
Okay, I'm
just saying.
I'm gaining weight.
Okay, and I'm living in Kentucky where I don't know anybody at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doing much of anything right. either besides gaining weight. I'd also add on top of that playing video games, mm-hmm. which kind of go hand in hand.
No, absolutely.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Because we don't have anything else to do, we've taken some initiative, right? Mm-hmm. And we are now talking. I'm in Kentucky right now. You're in Utah.
Utah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
I am in Utah.
But together, with both of our going nowhere lives, we've managed to figure out how to talk to one another and record
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And that, my friend, is science.
No, it is science. And we're dropping science on these people that are dumb enough to tune in and listen to us and waste their time. Because guess what, folks? You're not getting it back. You're not – none of this time that you've spent listening to us, you're ever going to get back.
I feel like we're professional students of life.
Oh, I'd like to think we're lifelong learners.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I don't at all. But I like to pretend that I do so that we can remain friends, because if I lose you as a friend, who am I going to do technology with?
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing it will end up at the bottom end of a shotgun.
That's a pleasant thought.
Rick, speaking of self-mutilation, let's talk about your Valentine's Day. Or at least the weekend thereof.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. As you know, I've sworn off being in a relationship, not because I want to, but mostly out of force of being fat and ugly.
Which I can relate. Okay, now you're speaking my language.
But, and we're not doing this to like come down on ourselves Mm-mm. at all. We're doing this. Here's what we're actually doing, just so that people understand. We're setting the bar low so that when people see us and when they listen to us, they think to themselves, hey, they're not really as bad as what they're saying they are. So we're exceeding your expectations.
So they're,
or eventually.
Yeah, so actually they'll just say, oh, well, they're not that ugly.
Right.
As opposed to like, oh, well, they're not that great. You know, you set it low, then.
It's perspective. It's all a matter of perspective.
Absolutely.
We're just setting it up. Anyways, well, I mean, it's been a while, and I mean, Valentine's, as you know, was a week ago?
A week ago today.
Which, by the way, I like to refer to it as Singles Awareness Day.
Right.
I feel like it's more diplomatically correct, politically
and
correct.
Probably, and probably reaches a larger audience with which they can identify.
Absolutely, right. Because most of the people who are going to be listening to this are probably just as ugly as we
and
are.
Extremely single.
Right, so, but I decided I would take some initiative this year, and I ended up having to work on Valentine's Day, which is weird, because I happen to be the only single guy at the radio station that I work at.
Weird,
and,
that's weird.
It was weird how that kind of worked out. It was Valentine's Day, and everybody wanted the day off, and I was the one who got a chance to work that day.
That's interesting. Perverse.
But I enjoyed, it was a good day, but we had a singles dance, and most of the people who listen to it are probably going to be out in Utah, so they know that there's the Mormon culture out there, and we do these singles dances, you know.
Right.
And if you haven't ever been one, there's no way to describe it. But
now, when you say single, it's for people that aren't married, right?
Correct. Okay. However, being out in Kentucky, where there's less of a Mormon population, they kind of open up to anybody just so they can bring in the numbers.
Okay.
Which is a dangerous thing to do. I mean, if you can imagine, because the whole thing gets treated as kind of a meat market,
okay.
right? And if you can imagine taking, you know, that setting and then throwing in married couples as well. Like I was like terrified to go in there and like hit on somebody just to find out it was somebody's wife.
Yeah. And then there,
cause the whole situation is awkward anyways, but that just on top of like the potential for something like that happening on top of
pretty
it.
High.
Yeah.
And even worse to say, like if it's like the bishop's wife.
Right. Absolutely. Cause there's, you don't save face with something like that.
No, you can't. You move.
You just eat it.
That's all you can do. Isn't that why?
Which is why I'm living in Kentucky right
exactly.
now. Because I don't want too many bishops.
Okay. Wives. Okay. So continue. You're the only one at work, and you go to the singles dance.
Well, yeah. Long story short, I decided I was going to take some initiative because I don't know anybody here. I didn't grow up here, so I figured maybe it'd be a good opportunity for me to get out and meet somebody or some friends, even just friends. I was just open to anything. And I show up. And as I show up, my mom and my stepdad happened to be there as well. Because keep in mind, it was also for married couples as well. They came with the whole mentality that I needed a wingman, and they were going to be there to make sure that if any girls that were to come up to me that weren't exactly, I don't know what the adjectives I should throw in here are.
Right. Have you seen the movie Swingers?
No,
if
I
you get
haven't.
A chance, check it out, because it's a lot. What I'm visioning in this is, you know, it's a group of guys and they're mentoring one guy who's kind of new to the scene. You know what I mean? And so I can see that's what your mom's doing in this sense. She wants to be there for you, to help you out. You know what I mean? You don't
walk into a singles dance without some backup.
No, because that's an.
You're opening yourself up to anything.
Absolutely.
And people who have actually been in that situation, they know what that anything can entail.
Because you just can't turn someone down in the church.
No, you can't.
You know what I mean?
It's wrong. It's borderline of sin.
Well, it's unchristian is what it is.
And thank goodness, because that works in my favor most of the time.
Fair enough.
Right? But so anyways, I mean, long story short, it's kind of lost its funniness as, you know, the week has gone on, because, you know, Valentine's was a week ago and it's kind of gotten stale. But I mean, the whole thing was that I ended up, you know, that my mom was trying to, you know, take over for me. And she was like trying to go around to different tables and introduce me, you know, her 27-year-old son, which, by the way, let me just tell you, the last time that my mom introduced me as her 27-year-old single son, et cetera, was on my birthday back in January. To our waiter at Logan's restaurant.
Yeah, this is a good digression. I want to hear about this story as well.
Well, there's really not much to say. I mean, I've never been hit on by a gay guy in my life before.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm flattered that it happened to me, and I'm glad that it happened to me at 27, where I can handle something like
right.
that. Yeah, so we went to Logan's. My mom introduced me as her 27-year-old single son who's not married. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm trying to enjoy my buffalo chicken Sammy. And the next thing I know, gay waiter John is slipping me his number. So I think it's going to be the last time I let my mom introduce me ever.
Right. Okay.
Except maybe like at the Grammys, when this podcast wins a Grammy. Do they even have a podcast category? Maybe not yet.
They will with time.
I hope so that my mom can introduce us both, and then we can both get hit on by gay guys. Maybe we'll both be.
Well, I was just
going to
say, wouldn't your mom just introduce us as a couple at that point?
Possibly. I don't know how that all works, but hopefully we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay. Deal. So, going back a little bit, so she starts introducing you to everyone, basically, as her unmarried 27-year-old son that still lives with her.
Well, she it's happened twice, and both times it's culminated in a disaster. So I've decided that's a bad thing. And I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor of any sorts. I'm probably the last person to ever give advice. But if I were to give advice to anybody listening today, mm-hmm. it's that you shouldn't let your mother introduce you for any reason, anytime, forever.
Right. No, I mean it only makes sense. And bless her heart. I mean, she's only doing it, you know, out of sheer love.
It is. Yeah, it is. Well, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
I had a pretty interesting Valentine's Day. I went to
Did you have a Valentine?
What constitutes a Valentine?
Just anything that reciprocates love.
In that case, yes.
Anything that you love that loves you back.
Absolutely. It was the new steakhouse double cheddar smokehouse burger from Burger King.
Okay.
I sunk my teeth into that thing and it just pushed right back. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that it's like
I don't, but I want to know.
It was like a coming together of souls of sorts. And that was about I think that was kind of like the highlight of my day. To be honest, I don't remember much of what happened at all, for that matter. I think I watched a couple of movies and ate probably like my weight in cheeseburgers or something. I don't know. I ate a lot, if that counts.
Right, it does.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's really bad. I mean, it's anticlimactic. Oh, I did play a video game for about 30 minutes that I bought like 4 weeks ago that I hadn't even opened yet.
What game is that? By the way, just as we're talking about this, I feel really impressed at how, as we're continuing in this journey of life, I feel like we're really refining ourselves. You know, where most people our age are, you know, married, driving their minivans around.
Sure, with multiple children.
Multiple children. We still get to support just ourselves and eat junk food every day. I don't think life gets any better than that.
Guess what I'm drinking right now?
I don't. I heaven only
it's
knows.
It's a Pepsi Max.
Wait, okay. I know that we've been all over the place, but I remember that when I was living out there, you used to be a big proprietor of Diet Coke.
I was, yeah. Well,
I don't even know if proprietor is the right word I'm looking
for. I think
for,
so.
But it sounds like it
I think so. Well, or patron, I don't know. Yeah, no, I was a connoisseur, maybe, would be better. But
okay.
Yeah, I drank a lot of Diet Coke. Always kind of been a Diet Pepsi guy, but it's kind of hard to get Diet Pepsi. You know, everyone just always has Diet Coke around.
Right.
But this Pepsi Max, how I describe it, is Diet Cola for men. In that, it's a Diet Cola. There's zero calories, zero carbs, and zero sugars in it. But it's chock full of caffeine, kind of like a Mountain Dew or like a Surge. I don't know if you remember Surge way back in the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, Surge, Jolt, stuff
Vault,
like that.
Yeah, everything. So, yeah, it's Diet Cola for men. And I'm a man, so I'm drinking it right now.
You know, a man needs a soda that he can turn to right before he needs to lift heavy objects.
Absolutely. Or get in the shower.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, literally, I crawl out of bed. First thing, I open the fridge and crack open a Pepsi Max. I go through about a 12-pack every other day.
Sometimes I wait for the first Diet Coke until after I've brushed my teeth so I can get rid of that awful, like, toothpastey taste in my mouth.
Right, because unlike orange juice, you can drink cola right after you brush your teeth.
Wait, what's up with that? Why can you not drink orange juice right after you brush
your
teeth?
I don't know. It's wrong. It's un-American is what it is.
You know who said that? Probably some married, miserable man.
Exactly. And look at us. We're not married. We're awesome. We're kick-ass.
No, I'm not married, and you know what I got this week? A Nintendo Wii.
Really?
Tell me, do you know any married men who got a second video game console this week?
Not this week. Mm-mm. Not at all.
I can't think of anybody.
Yeah. None. Kind of remove myself from most people who have relationships because they make me feel inferior and kind of depressed, but that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean?
Right.
But.
And completely off topic.
Sure.
I like the format that you have going with this so
far.
Oh,
thank you, by the way. That's...
You know, some people started off as like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. It's going to be a tech show or something like
right.
that. But you, it's just like, you know what?
Bring it on.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. This is what I'm thinking about right now, and I'm going to say it. And I'm going to record it, and I'm going to make people listen to it manipulatively.
Absolutely.
I can't even say that word. It doesn't even matter.
No, because you know what? We are like a culmination. Now, I'm getting literary on you, of like James Joyce with his stream of consciousness and Jack Kerouac with him just typing stuff, even though if it was wrong, he typed it because that was in the moment. You know, that's what we are, dude. We are the next generation of literary giants, but we don't write.
No.
We just talk.
Why would you write to be literary when you don't have
to? Rick, you get it, man. That's just it. You get it.
And I hope that the people listening to this get it.
Let's be honest. I don't think anyone's listening at this point, Rick. I'm just going to be 100% honest, which is fine because we're doing this is more for ourselves, I think, than anyone else.
Have you mentioned the free T-shirts that you're giving away?
I have not yet mentioned the free T-shirts that I was going to kind of bring that up at the end of the show, which you know, could be right now even.
Okay.
You know?
Well, and that's the cool thing, going right back to the whole format thing. It's like if you want it to be the end right now, we could do that. But if we want to just keep going, we could do that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I feel completely empowered right now, Trent.
Well, there's nothing stopping us from controlling the world right now. You know what I mean?
I don't, but it sounds great.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of comic books lately, so that might be affecting how I'm thinking and if in like what realm of reality I'm drifting in and out of. So,
well, I think the best thing in the world, if I could think of anything, is when you can take something like comic
uh-huh.
books and meld it into real life so that line between reality and Marvelality
mm-hmm.
becomes completely blurred.
Yeah. No, I think it's healthy for most kids. And when I say kids, I
it
mean
is.
Me as well. I'm a kid. I'm a 26-year-old badass who, you know, still has Wolverine sheets on his bed. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's not. It's a matter of feeling safe.
Exactly. And you know what? When I've got, you know, James Hallett sitting there with his claws out, just ready to fight someone that might come into my room and want to mess with me, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
But who's James Hallett?
That's Wolverine's real name.
I thought it was Logan.
No, that was kind of the name he used so that people wouldn't know who he really was.
How many names does he have? He's like Gandalf.
Oh, he really is. You know what I mean? A lot, but mostly just Wolverine, Logan, and James Hallett, those three.
And Weapon X.
Correct. Yes, Weapon X as well.
Can we throw that in
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. I mean, he was the Weapon X.
Right.
So, without a doubt. Anyway, yeah, before we go, I just wanted to mention some t-shirts we're going to be giving out. They will be a part of him.blogspot.com t-shirts. So stay tuned.
What do I have to do as a listener to get those?
Well, this is kind of a teaser for the t-shirts, Rick, because we're going to explain more next time on our next podcast, and we're not. I don't even know when that's going to be. Do you?
No, it's whenever we want it to be. We might even do it right after this. I don't even know.
Why not just record a bunch of them?
That's a good question.
I just let it hang there, so I was expecting an answer.
Rhetorical questions are so much easier when people preface that.
Yeah, and I apologize. Maybe for the future I'll say, now I'm just throwing this out there rhetorically. You don't need an answer, Rick.
I think you can get away with a lot by saying that. Just like, and I know you're trying to close the show, but just as my final thought, can I do a final thought?
Please, Jerry Springer.
Well, we have a saying here in Kentucky, bless their heart, and it's kind of like a get out of jail free card.
Uh-huh.
Where you can say whatever you want to about somebody.
Okay.
For instance, like, look at that poor man with elephantitis.
Right.
He makes me want to puke. Bless his
heart.
Bless
his heart. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's like it doesn't. It's not in a mean way. And I think that if that you can do that with questions when you ask somebody when you preface it as it's a rhetorical question. For instance, like, now I mean this rhetorically, Trent. Are you a complete homo?
Right, no, which makes total sense.
And you can't even answer.
No, because it's rhetorical.
Right.
Exactly. And it's a lot like with all due respect.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what? With all due respect, Rick, I appreciate you and all that you're doing, but you really have absolutely nothing going for you in your life, and I hope you die tonight in your sleep because that's the only way you've got out of the situation you're in.
I had a great time tonight. Bless your heart.
So tune in next time, and we'll tell you how you can get the free t-shirts from apartofhim.blogspot.com. Check out our Twitter feed on, just hashtag apartofhim, and we'll see you guys here shortly. Thanks, Rick.
Hey, thank you. And one last thing, if you play Xbox Live, my gamer tag is LallyMonster. Go ahead and toss me an invite.
How do you spell that?
That's an LALLY. MONSTER.
Okay.
Valley.
Fantastic. Just fool your true self out.
Wow. I'm, how do I put it? I'm sorry? I don't know. I feel bad because, like, I'm such a, like, stickler about audio quality now. And then I listen to that and I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to listen to that. I hope it wasn't too bad, and hopefully it was short enough that you got through it. And if not, you fast-forward through it, or you turned it off. Either way, yes, we all start out somewhere. That's where that's my second episode from the very second podcast I ever recorded. So, yeah, that's that. Oh, and this episode is brought to you by Dax Hansen, John Twist, and Robert England, all three of whom... it would be the direct object or the indirect object. I'm talking about them. All three of them. All three who it wouldn't be whom, because they are the direct object. Purchase things from the Death Ray Comics eBay store, and that is how we pay. Well, don't really pay for anything, but it's the money we use to keep the network fresh and free. So Thank you, guys. Appreciate sponsoring this episode with your purchase this week. Follow them on Twitter and tell them thanks. Dax is Dax Hansen on Twitter. John Twist is Mayor of Beertown on Twitter. And Robert England is RLE116. Additionally, I always have to thank the faithful Death Ray Squadron. That's all you listeners who continually get your comic book subscriptions through us here at Death Ray Comics. If you're interested, just send us an email, deathraycomics@gmail.com. We'll get you set up. Additionally, if you want to be like Dax, John, and Robert England, you can support the network and go to apartofhim.com/support. I've got stuff there, whether it be T-Fury t-shirts that you want to buy, or WWE subscription or merchandise, or just comic books or just donations. Whatever you want to do. If you want to support the network, do it right there. Send us an email to deathraycomics@gmail.com, and I'll make sure to thank you on the air, personally. Thank you. Because, I mean, seriously, it's like I say that, but like this... This is my life. This is my dream. I'm trying to make a go at it, and it's only because you guys that I'm able to do it. So I feel like you all have ownership in this as well. So please send me a personal email that I can read on a pod of him, apartofhim.podcast@gmail.com. What do you think of the stuff? What should I talk about? What do you want to know about me? Anything? This is open to you too. Let's make content together for this podcast. Also, I'm going to be at the end of this weekend and through Memorial Day weekend at the Denver Comic Con. I'm going there with my good friend, Jonathan Rivera of ZNH fame. And we're going to be peddling his one-of-a-kind, awesome Rattlecan Hero art. So if you want to come say hello to us, that would be really cool. And just, you know, just come up and say hi. Talk to us. Be like, hey, bro, you know, man. That's like, seriously, I just want someone to come up and be like, hey, I listen. That would seriously make my day. Oh, also, if you're going to be in the Salt Lake area in 2 weeks, that's May 31st. It's a Sunday, I believe. Big Shiny Robot Swap Meet is happening. I'm going to be there. It's at the Bohemian Brewery. So you can get some brew. You can find some good comics, some graphic novels. There's going to be a ton of stuff. If you just go to Big Shiny Robot's Facebook page, they've got all the details there for you. Well, that's all I've got for this week. And I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, send me an email. Tell me what you think. And I want you guys to be a part of him. Oh, you see what I did there? Yeah, okay. That's it.
You've been listening to another program on the A Part of Him.
A Part of Him.
Podcast. Network.
I bet my Wookiee.